It is Labor Day weekend, and boy, I tell you what, if you're looking for some fun, you need to get over to Lynch, Nebraska tomorrow, Saturday. It's going to be a beautiful day. We've got Kelly Heiser, Ben Nelson, Tanner Black in with us this morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. Great.
You guys got here early, too, by the way. We're going to tell all of our other radio guests, this was the this is how you get here in time. So we're not wondering, are they going to show up or not?
We said that is, it's probably not very good to show up late.
Yeah, then you really get talked about, mm-hmm. not only from me, but also everybody else, too. So, well, the rally in the valley in Lynch. So let's talk a little bit about that. It's going to be a great day, isn't it?
Yeah, we have a full weekend planned. So what this is during the March flood, we pretty much, our park was wiped out, and everybody knows the damage that the pool received. And so we are going to move our park up to the old baseball field. It's out of the floodplain. No water got up there. So a lot of people have been working to raise money for the park relocation, and Our first goal here is we're going to build a splash pad, and then we want picnic shelters. We're going to put in a playground and eventually putt-putt golf.
Awesome. So
that's what this event is going to support, is the park relocation.
You bet. And first of all, kudos to the park crew and the city crew and the pool crew for getting the pool open. Yeah, that was awesome to see that that was full of water and kids were enjoying it.
It was. Yeah. And it looked great and had a good crowd. So, yeah. That was good.
But yeah, there's been it's been kind of a crazy last couple of years, and this is just a good way to help relocate the park, update some equipment, and hopefully get that splash pad put up just as quickly as possible, too.
Yep. Where our plan is, we've raised our initial goal, and so groundbreaking should start in April, and we should have a splash pad close to Memorial Day.
Sweet. Awesome. Yep. And we're going to raise some funds by having a day of fun in Lynch. And boy, I tell you what, it looks like it's just going to be, like we said, the weather looks great. Going to be a little warm, but we'll take warm over rain. Well, although we would take rain after it's all over.
If it wants to start raining at 3 a.m., yeah, we would be thrilled.
Yeah. But no, we got a great day planned for Lynch. And tell everybody what's going on at the rally in the valley.
All right, so first tonight, actually, if you want to come over for a while, Dylan Bloom Band's playing at Bubba's. And here's his beer garden tonight from 9 to 1. And then starting tomorrow, Cornhole starts at 4. Registration actually starts at 3, whether you pre-registered or not, which you still can do if you get a hold of Ann at 402-336-8499. It's $20 a person. You get a wristband included into the dance. And there is payout for the, I think it's first, second, third winners in Cornhole. But it's important to be on time. We got to start at 4. So whether you pre-registered or not, you need to be there at 4 and ready to play.
Want to get that all done in time for the dance. And
Otherwise, you won't be able to play. So I guess that's probably it for the Cornhole. It sounds like we're going to have plenty of boards.
You bet. And it doesn't matter. It's obviously a two-person team. So whether it's two guys, two gals, a guy and a gal, it doesn't matter.
And like I said, just if you can sign up today, if you're not already signed up, that'd be awesome. Just so we can get a count and get the brackets ready.
Be ready to go. You bet. And yeah, and what a great deal there for any of you that play Cornhole. It's you're not only getting to play, but you're also getting your wristband for the concert, so or for the dance. So that makes it even
better deal.
You bet. That's a heck of a good deal for $20. So, yeah, and like I said, get a hold of Ann at 336-8499. She'll get you signed up. If you do come tomorrow and or at the last minute, you can make it. Come over, but get there by 3 to register.
Yep. So. And then Lynch Fire and Volunteer Fire Department's got burgers and brats starting at 5 there. It'll be by the gazebo in between Bubba's there, so it'll be pretty hard to miss, I guess. And then Shuffles from 9 to 1, and Ben's going to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, who found this band Shuffle?
Well, I don't know who actually found them, but I got the privilege of seeing them out at Deadwood. They're an awesome band. When I seen them, their name was actually Advent Horizon, and they kind of switched over to Shuffle for a cover band or whatever. They still have Advent Horizon for their originals or whatever. They are an awesome band. I was really thrilled to watch them. They have a lot of great songs. Everybody's going to know something that's being played.
And they're coming clear from Utah.
Yeah, they're coming from Utah.
Yeah, I was looking and I was like, wait a minute, there's got to be another band called Shuffle because these guys are from Utah. But yeah.
That's them.
Yeah, they, and I was wondering maybe if they were in Sturgis or somewhere where coming through and they do a lot of traveling across the Midwest. So
they're actually leaving. They were leaving.
They're leaving this morning.
Yeah, an hour ago from Utah. So.
Wow.
They got a long drive, so we want to get a good crowd there for them.
Yeah, and like we said, it looks like the weather is going to be perfect for it. But yeah, and if you haven't had a chance to see their video, man, they're the real deal, folks. And they've got a female singer in there that sounds like the Barracuda was amazing. Yeah, so on the video. So
you can look at shufflelc.com, or I think you guys posted it on your Facebook page if you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, but a high energy, looks like, and they play everything all the way up to some of that stuff that I don't quite understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw them in Deadwood, too. We had a bachelorette party that went to Deadwood, and they were a favorite. I think that crew would follow them anywhere if they were around here. So very, very good high energy group.
You bet, yeah. And yeah, just watching their videos, looks like it's going to be a really good show. But, we know and like we said, the fun, it's only $10 to get in, too.
Yes. Right.
All ages are welcome.
Yeah.
You'll just get, an under 21 wristband if you're
You'll be carded at the gate.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there'll be food available throughout the night, right?
Yes. Yes. Burgers will be throughout the night. We're encouraging people, bring your chairs.
Yeah.
And we'll have some picnic tables available, but bring your chairs, no coolers allowed. So,
yep.
Yeah, it's in a big open space.
Yeah,
so if you can spread out and sit down and watch it if you want to, or
move back a little further if it's too loud.
Yep.
Like Todd Nelson would do, sit in the back.
That is true.
People watch. but the street dance is right downtown.
Yep. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So
yep. Right on Main Street.
Can't miss it.
Nope. You can't miss it.
But
parking anywhere on the side streets will work, and there'll be gates on both sides to get in, so you don't have to worry about that.
All right. Awesome. Well, it sounds like, and I know you guys have a lot of volunteers, too, that you'd like to thank for making it possible, because this stuff doesn't happen without members of the community and even people that don't live in the community that come together and help. But you also have some sponsors that we need to make sure we thank, don't we?
We do. We've had an incredible amount of support from last August when we initially got started with this project. But first, of course, we want to thank Bubba's Tavern. He's kind of done all the legwork for us as far as getting things lined up for the street dance. Adamson Distributing has been fantastic. They've provided us with a lot of advertising. They'll be providing their products Saturday night. The Lynch Volunteer Fire Department, we want to thank them. They're going to do all the work with the burgers and brats and gate management and security. And then to our advertising sponsors, Niobrara Valley Hospital and Clinic, Specialties and More, Three River Telco, Nebraska State Bank, Eagle Lanes, Lynch Medical Clinic, William Crowder Company and Spencer, 63 County Store, Cahoy's General Store, and Butte State Bank. Thank you guys for sponsoring this.
You bet. A lot of great people. And like we said, it's just going to be a full day of fun. And it, like I said, Tanner, it starts tonight, right?
Yep. You can join people over there at 9 p.m. at Bubba's. And I think it's just in his back beer garden.
Yep.
And then tomorrow's event start at 4 with the cornhole tournament. But
registration
again,
registration at 3.
Registration at 3. Don't forget that. And then the burgers and brats will be served. And
beer garden opens at 3. So when you come to register, the beer garden will be open and the beer will be cold, or the water, or the pot.
Bring your lawn chair and get a good seat early. So, all right. Anything else that we need to talk about other than if there's anybody that can't make it over there, but maybe they would like to make a donation towards the Lynch Park and their relocation and the new equipment and everything, can they make a donation anyway?
They can. So you can get on the Nebraska Community Foundation and you look up Lynch, and there's a site there that at the bottom of our page, there's a website where you can donate directly. You can also mail it to me, Kelly Heiser. You can reach out to me on Facebook and I can get you the address and stuff, and you can mail donations there.
Okay. Sounds good. And and like we said, any donations are welcome. And then we just can't wait for April to get here quick enough, can we?
To get the groundbreaking. Yes, we are ready to do a groundbreaking. We have a couple more fundraisers planned. The Lynch Area Future Fund will do their meal again in February. The Lynch Fire Department will do Christmas in the Valley the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And then we will have a groundbreaking ceremony in April and a silent auction and stuff to raise some more money.
Yep.
We've got a lot of stuff coming up in Lynch.
But the most important part is it's been kind of a long old summer. Here's a good way to give summer a farewell and get this year over with quickly.
Exactly. Hear some great music and have some food and see some people. And this is a good weekend to do it.
All right. Anything else, you guys?
No, I think that's it.
All right. We hope to see everybody over in Lynch. Again, it's $10 admission for the concert. The Cornhole Tournament's $20. Again, if you still want to register for the Cornhole Tournament, give Ann a call at 336-8499. Mm-hmm. We'll see everybody to hang out in Lynch tomorrow for the Rally in the Valley.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks. You bet. Kelly Heiser, Ben Nelson, and Tanner Black, the Rally in the Valley, Saturday in Lynch.